The new movie Krisha is a family drama about addiction and chaos. A recovering addict comes home for Thanksgiving after being away from her family for years. And if the family in this film seems tighter than most acting ensembles, it's because they have history. The director and writer cast his aunt as the main character. He cast his mother as the family matriarch. And he plays Krisha's estranged son.
Do you ever think that maybe I like business management, that that's what I want to do?
Totally sorry. Totally sorry. Way too soon. Not cool. Don't be mad at me, okay? Please. Maybe you... try.
I'm gonna go downstairs.
And he's not even looking at her as the scene plays out. This is a small movie, filmed in the director's parents' house, made on a tiny budget, and it won two of the biggest awards at last year's South by Southwest Film Festival. The writer, director, and editor Trey Edward Schultz joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you, Ari.
And we also have his aunt who plays the title role, and you are also named Krisha. Krisha Fairchild, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, an interesting coincidence, isn't it?
An interesting coincidence. Trey, if you began with the title of the film, did you know that your aunt was going to play the title role, or did you begin someplace else?
Well, I always knew she was going to star in my first movie. That was the goal. She's an amazing actress, and I wanted to write her a great role. So it started there, and then certain real-life events happened, stuff between my dad, my cousin, and then I started writing and turned into this movie.
Do you mind telling us about those real-life events?
Sure. My cousin, she came home for a family reunion, and she relapsed. And a month or two later, she overdosed and passed away. Hmm. My dad struggled with alcohol and drugs his whole life. And our relationship was very much like the one Krisha and I have in the movie. And I hadn't seen him for over 10 years. And then, like Tom Cruise in Magnolia, I go to see him on his deathbed. And I think it was processing that stuff.
Do you mind if I ask how old your cousin and your father were when they died?
I'm so bad with ages.
And Anika was 39.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Your dad was a little younger than me. Yeah. I think he was maybe 60.
And Krisha, you witnessed and lived these events in real time.
Yeah.
When did you first learn that Trey wanted you to, in a sense, relive them?
Well, when I knew that it was going to happen, we were all stunned and grieving for Nika because she had had 5 years of sobriety. Hmm. She'd been good, and when she showed up off the rails, it's like when you see pictures of a tornado, it's as if that thing is approaching you and it's someone you love and they're about to come through the front door of the home and you still open the door because that's what you do for people you love. So we had opened the door, we had experienced the tornado in our lives and we were all trying to recover. And when he told us that he had written this, there was not a hesitation from any of us that sharing it was the right thing to do. So yeah, no, there was no surprise that he would take that pain and turn it into something that would help other people. That's kind of who he is.
I'd like to talk about Trey, your grandmother, Krisha, your mother, who in real life, I understand, is 92 in a wheelchair and is suffering from dementia. Is that right?
Yeah. And she, when she began to drink heavily, she was a late onset alcoholic and she would fall and hit herself. So she has a lot of cognitive brain damage.
Who is that? Kimma. She knows who you are. It's
your
Krisha.
Name is Mama. What's your name?
It's Krisha, Mom.
I know it's Krisha.
Okay, good. So she wants to know you know it's her. She's happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see
She's
you
happy
again.
To see you.
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. I'm the one who always did the things wrong.
Nobody did anything wrong. We're all happy
well,
and
you
we're
didn't
together.
Live with your grandmother as long as I did.
No.
My mother did very seldom could I please her in anything.
How did you have to deal with her on set when you know that she may not fully understand what's happening?
Yeah, everything we shot with her was more like a documentary. The big scene where we bring her home to meet the family the first time, we put her in a separate room in the office. And then we did that scene on the third take. We did it, and she started talking about some subtext of the film. She started talking about her mother. And if you look at the framing, she's in profile. Krisha's in profile. I'm behind her.
I'll tell you, this is her takeaway from this. To her mind, she had 3 days in a row where she got to go to a house where everybody was so incredibly sweet to her. She sat in a dining room where there was beautiful crystal on the table. She never got to eat the meal, though.
And she was mad it wasn't real wine in the glasses.
Well, she definitely was mad it wasn't real wine in the glasses.
Krisha, you obviously had your perspective on the addiction and family chaos that it caused with your relatives. Having now played the role of the addict in the family for this movie, did it change your perspective on what you had experienced in real life?
Absolutely. My empathy levels spiked. I had a lot of nights I cried myself to sleep about the people that I was representing. We didn't get it. We didn't get that we couldn't save them. We didn't get that our job was to love them until they realized they had to save themselves. All right, I didn't get that while they were alive. I kept thinking I could save them. We put my mom in rehab places under duress 3 times. There were ways that I failed them, not in what I couldn't do for them, but what I couldn't help them understand they needed to do for themselves.
You talk about these tragic, difficult experiences, trying to force your mother to go into rehab programs, and yet you're still able to laugh about her being disappointed that it was not real red wine in the glass.
Our mother was a role model for any wonderful, loving, sweet human person until she was in her 50s. So we will always be able to see what happened to her as tragic and also laugh and love her. We had her. A lot of people aren't lucky enough to have the best of the people that they love. They only get them during the worst.
Mm-hmm. Trey, did your perspective on your family change over the course of making this film?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I know the one thing I always wanted with the film is to have a ton of empathy for Krisha's character and for an audience to care about her and to go on this, journey with her, even if it's a downward spiral journey. I cried like a baby making it and editing it and then thinking about family members with it. And, and just for my dad, I used to have a lot of resentment and anger towards that. And I don't at all anymore. It's all about forgiveness. And yeah, I always related to it. And I really wanted people not to judge the character, but really have sympathy for her and feel for her.
Well, congratulations on the film. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Trey Edward Schultz, the writer, editor, and director of the new movie Krisha, and his aunt Krisha Fairchild, who plays the title role.